You can do that some more if you want. Oh, this computer is so slow. I started recording.
Come on, what the fuck, man?
I hit the thing, and then now it's doing something else. It's just taking it. It's Mrs. Butterworth's computer tonight. Miles.
This is the gun cast. What the piece of shit's turning out to be?
Well, what a shit show.
Shit show, shit host, and shit music, man.
Well, let me play a harmonica. Here comes the juice harp. Here we go. Hey, Bob, what's the show? This is Bob.
Static. Shit. Hey, everyone, this is Miles.
Let's go. The computer's not working. Miles is not ready.
Bob's called like half an hour late.
I'm late. It's all off. All the chakras are unaligned.
He tells me he has no story heading into this whole thing, so I'm not like,
I don't got a story this week. It's been, you know, pretty dry this week.
You know what it's called? It's called show prep, okay? Show prep.
Oh, yeah, show prep.
And you have none.
Yeah, no show prep. You're right, no show prep.
Great.
You're correct. Let's see. I've just had a good, you know, nothing weird has happened this week. It's all been good. What's wrong with that?
I mean, that's good. It's bad for the show, I guess, but I mean, it's good in a way.
It's good for me.
It is for me. Well, I'll tell you what.
Nobody giving me the stink eye or, you know, causing me troubles or, you know.
Let me go first, and then by the time I'm done, you're going to think of something.
I'll just make fun of you.
You can do that, too. So, yeah. We actually had two separate garage sales.
Two garage sales?
Yeah, we had kind of like a do-it-yourself one, and then we had kind of a part of a town-wide.
Oh, yeah, a city-wide garage sale, yeah.
And a lot of our crap really didn't sell, I hate to say it.
The funny part was, you bought up, you had your own garage sale and then went back out and bought the stuff you had.
Yeah.
At the citywide garage sale.
Right? Yeah. No, I actually didn't go out. I love going to those, and I unfortunately did not get a chance to go because I was helping there. But
you're like, hey, I had this Bears mug. I'll get a second one, and then you get home and you're like, wait a minute, this is mine.
Son of a,
my wife's been selling off my shit on eBay.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's dwindling.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had two garage sales. Did Mr. Miyagi come over and buy anything at either one of these garage sales?
Surprisingly, no. Usually he wanders over here and kind of takes a peek and kind of takes the pad and kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
But I don't think he even stopped by this time, which is weird. I don't know.
He's like, Miles, no marital aids in this garage sale. Things aren't going well, huh?
I pray for your penis.
Yeah. Okay.
So, no, he didn't say it.
I have no idea. I wouldn't put it past the guy. Who knows?
And
let me give you this fertility statue. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You're like,
whoa, Miyagi! That fertility statue's making me look a little, minimal.
He
He's like, what?
Yeah, I have locks on bar. And so I go, you know, I want to get rid of some of this crap. So I approached the master of all masters, the guy I work for, the manager of the auto parts store.
He's the master of all masters, okay.
Yeah, I go, master, listen, I
need some time off for this garage sale business. He's like, what?
No, he's just, no, in the back alley, he's like this big-ass dumpster we have.
Ah.
And I'm like, listen, do you mind if I just, you know, I explain to him? He's like, yeah, I don't give a shit. Whatever the hell you want in there, man, I don't care. Right?
Yeah.
So I get green-lighted on this project. I'm like, all right, yeah, project green-light, cool. You know, I throw it. Various items away, you know, sure. This and that, you know, plastic shelves and, you know, wooden shelves.
Bunch of shoes with poop on them, dog poop on them.
Dogs, yeah, I got them a 12 pair, you know, in a box. I throw it out there. And,
right.
So what could go wrong, right? What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
So the other morning I'm out there and, I kind of got there a little bit late, and that's about the time, like the people that have, like, the other shops around there show up.
Sure.
And now they're watching me.
Oh, they're going to get some freebies.
No.
I thought they were a bunch of weird cretins that want free stuff.
I had three golf caddies.
Uh-huh.
You know, these metal, you know, two-wheel dudes. Sure. You know. I haven't golfed in like 12 years. You know, like I'm never going to use these again. 12? Three of them.
Okay.
Well, probably. I mean, it's been a long time.
I was going to say probably. Probably more like 20, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, I probably was outlasting my dad, you know.
Whoever's paying.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you pay, I'll try it. I don't remember And so I'm going to start heaving this, you know, more crap in there, and oh, boy. Hey, Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think it all could be recycled?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You don't have a scrap metal place? Because there's a lot of metal in some of those things, you know.
We do, but, you know, I don't really want to waste my time and... You know, effort.
There's a scrap metal place I go to. I got like, I don't know, $15 from some stuff, yeah.
I tell you what, I'll mail it down to you. I just want to park in my garage for once before I leave the planet. You know, I just want to...
Good luck.
You know, rarely have I been able to park a car in my one little... crappy car garage, you know.
Well, shouldn't you let your wife park in the garage? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, well, whatever, you know. So it's like, you know, like I get this big guilt trip. Don't you think it all could be recycled? Everything you're doing there? I'm like, oh, fuck.
You go, hey, this is a recycling bin.
What?
You go, hey, this is a recycling bin.
Oh, I thought this was all you recycled by throwing it in the trash and having bumps not take it out.
You're like, this one dude's going to come by here in a truck, and he's going to pull out all the metal, and then another guy's going to come by and get all the cans.
Right.
You know, and it happens all day long, so it is recycling.
Oh, we used to have an ungodly amount of people... like trying to get the cans out of this thing. You would not believe. There's probably at least four or five guys a week.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. These guys all must have died or something. I don't know what happened to all these can guys.
They got rich from those cans, and they don't need them anymore. They're rich.
Yeah. I don't know. They must have made the first million, and I don't know.
It all goes up from there.
So I'm like, now I'm guilted into like, well, just why don't you leave them against the dumpster? Maybe people that need them, you know, like the homeless could use a golf caddy or something. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? All right, you know. And then it's all like, well, maybe my uncle Dave might want one. Let me call him up. I'm like, I don't care. Just
now, you know.
I don't care. Just I want to be out of this by now. You know, I just feel like forget it. I'm just done with it.
Just to make you feel really bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's my life's goal right now.
Yeah.
We have one trash can that wheels out to the road, right?
Right.
And on trash day every week, I wheel it out to the road.
Yeah.
We have 3 recycled cans.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I have 0.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, you are...
Zero.
You need to think about this. You're not doing your share.
It's a myth, okay, that you think you're saving the planet by doing this. You're not.
You don't think?
What little bit that's being recycled is not going to make a dent in all the garbage that's being put out there.
I know, but I feel better.
You know, in other countries, they're burning tires right now. You know that? They're just out there, you know.
Yeah, I don't live in other countries. I live here, so.
Well, I mean, St. Louis, that's kind of like...
They're burning houses down here.
They're burning houses, yeah, pretty much, you know.
I'm just telling you, you know, most people have 1. I've got 3, so.
I figured, you know, I imagine that your family, yes, would be all into this and all excited about, you know, oh, cans, bottles, plastic, you.
It doesn't take a lot of effort, so.
Yeah, that here, man, it all goes in the one dumpster, and that is it.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm like, that's it, so.
Not that I'm a better person than you are, Miles, but.
See, when I was telling my wife the story, I go, this is going to go one of 2 ways. Either Bob will agree with me, saying recycling is pretty much a myth, or no, you know, we really need to get on with it. And,
I mean, how old are you, really? Come on. How old are you?
Old enough to know you probably should recycle.
Okay, there you go. See?
I don't know. It just seems so little, you know?
If you would only get on the board with the metric system with me, the world would change, Miles.
See, I didn't know which way you were going to bounce with this, and you bounced the other way. Like, okay.
You just got to get on board, man. I know it's not much now, but it's the future. With everyone, every can... is another minute in the future, you know? And if everybody does it, that's a lot of minutes.
I'm now, they're not going to be happy now because I'm going to cut up a couch and throw it away. Oh. Yeah.
Well, when you set the couch out and let it get rained on a few times, maybe a little girl will stop by and take it.
You know, I was trying to give it away for a moment last night.
Hey, you know, there's a guy behind the shopping mall. He had kind of a funny voice. He was looking for a couch. Hey, can you help me pull this up in here? What size are you? Kind of had a weird nasally thing going on.
Yeah.
Size 12? Really?
We were throwing out a desk yesterday, and it was like... woman, I guess it was probably with their mom. I don't know. I said with your mom, but they like, we have this desk. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I actually helped them this time. I'm like, okay, I'll help you.
There you go.
I go, there's a couch over there if you want it, by the way.
If you have to take the desk, the couch matches the desk, just saying.
Yeah.
It's early dorm room, you know, heritage furniture.
I totally lied. I'm like, well, it might have got a little wet in the last rainstorm.
Yeah.
You know, this thing's been inside for like a month at least.
Oh, jeez. It's like full of mice. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, this lady runs over. She's like, within seconds, she's back. Like, ow, I don't think so.
Yeah, she's like, woo.
I saw a lot of spider webs on it and stuff.
Yeah, really. Smelled a lot of farts.
I completely lied to her. That's why I was like, oh, yeah, it's okay. You know?
Yeah, I'm not going for the couch. Thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Really, that was funny. Yeah, I was trying to pawn off this old couch.
I wouldn't say you're horrible. I would say you're incredibly lazy.
Yeah, well, that was next. I got more shit to throw away. I got like 3 sleds I'm throwing away.
Oh, my Lord. Who buys all this stuff? What are you buying all this stuff for?
No,
it's you know, crap. I'll tell you, here's what you could do. This is my advice to you. To get you away from, you know, the recycling zealots.
Yeah.
Just don't buy stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't buy, you don't have to worry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, just don't buy anything.
My son had like this old, he's had this old crappy desk in his room, you know, for like the last, you know, like 15 years, you know, the really crappy desk.
Uh-huh.
And my wife's like, okay, well, I'm going to go out and buy like a really cool used desk.
Yeah.
You know? So she buys this desk and gets it home and decides she doesn't like it.
Sure.
So now she goes out and buys a second desk.
Oh, my Lord. What do you need these desks for?
Now I've got 3 freaking desks, one of which he's going to keep, and the other 2 now I got to scrap.
Oh, my Lord.
Now you tell me, what the hell am I supposed to do?
You know what you need? You don't need a desk. You just need a table. Just buy a table.
Yeah.
It works just as good.
I know.
What are you doing on it anyway? Mahjong or something? What are you doing with this desk?
Either I'm going to burn this shit or I'm just going to dig a pit and just bury it all. That's what I think I'm going to do.
Well, I can tell you right now, the burning is most likely because you're too lazy to dig a pit.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe
I'll come over and dig a pit.
Yeah, you throw it in the backyard and then basically let the rain eat it away, then yes, that's what's going to happen.
You know, about 300 years is going to fall.
Yeah, you know, the half-life on this desk is at least 45, 50 years.
At least, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't have to worry about it. I won't be here.
So I've given away one. I still have another one in my garage now. Like,
oh, my Lord.
I know. What the hell do I want all this for? Why am I at the Furniture King suddenly? You know, like the Midwest. You know,
just give it away.
I know. Like, please don't bring any more of this crap home.
At this point, I think you should just burn down your garage.
Nah.
Then you can have a brand new garage.
I know. The garage is full of crap. It's not even mine. That's the funny part.
Then it's all taken care of.
Like, my, like, father-in-law, it's full of his tools. My, like, grandmother-in-law, it's full of, like, her furniture.
Well, there you go.
There's stuff that belonged to my wife's, you know, grandpa in there. I mean, it's like, holy cow. But, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
There's very little of my stuff in there.
Call an auctioneer.
I know.
And just say, you can keep whatever money you make.
Please.
It just needs to be out of here in a day. Did you know there's actually places that will come clean out your garage for you and then they basically just get the stuff?
Yeah.
You call one of them.
Yeah.
And they'll take it all away and you'll have nothing.
If you can find something that has even a least bit of metal in it, like, you'll have like 20 people over here.
I'm just saying, there's like 1-800 junk or something. Sometimes you have to pay them a little bit if it's like not worth anything, but even that, then you're done. That's the laziest thing you can possibly do. You know, there are people that just buy houses. You could just leave and have them buy your house.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to call up your dad and see if he'll show up in the Lincoln.
That's the right. He'll show up in the caddy and throw a desk in the trunk.
Would you clean out my garage, Mr. Ryan?
He'll be like, hell yeah. I'll clean out your garage.
Where
you live, I'll be right there.
And my retired buddies are all going up there now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a gold mine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many coolers I have in this freaking garage. There's probably about 6 coolers.
What do you don't even go anywhere.
There's like 2 tool chests.
Here's like another piece of advice. It's the end of August, right? Or it's the middle of August, yeah. Right? We're going to come to the end of summer. Just leave the garage door open for a week and a half. It'll all be gone.
Around here, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right.
And then you can have the pleasure of walking down the street and seeing everybody using your lawnmowers.
Yeah.
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 There are solutions to your problem. They're not solutions that are easy enough and cheap enough for you.
Yeah. It's the big dumpster at work. That's my solution.
Well, that's a decent solution.
I'm just going to put a free sign out, sell the 6 coolers, the 6 ice chests that are out there.
That's right.
The 2 tool desks.
Give them away as presents.
The 12 bikes that are in there, I mean, it's like, oh my God, it's just like...
I tell you what you do. You rent a bouncy house, you put it in your front yard.
Yeah.
And they're like, who's having a party? You're like, no. Take whatever you can out of the garage and you can get in the bouncy house. But you have to take something.
We could hook this up to like the Jerry Lewis telethon thing, you know, put up a sign and like, you know, fool people like, oh yeah, hey,
yeah.
If you donate money, you can get some of this free stuff.
No, just let them take stuff out of your garage, and that's the payment to be in the bouncy house.
Okay.
I can see you going to Toys for Tots with 6 coolers, trying to drop them off.
Yeah.
Hey, kids love a cooler. Who are you? Everybody loves a cooler.
Yeah, you're a greenie. You're a greenie. You're the green guy. You're the red guy.
That's right. See, look at that. Little playmate. It's a kid's toy.
Playmate.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture in the garage sometime.
Go take a picture of your garage, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to see that.
Yeah.
I got 5 sex swings that are doing nothing. They're all hanging in my garage.
I've got an exercise bike in there that hasn't been used in probably about 10 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I'm sorry you're having trouble getting rid of stuff.
Well, no, I have a plan. It's just I don't need any witnesses around. Like,
No. You totally need, it's like 1-800-GET-JUNK or something. You just need to call those people and be done with it.
I'm just afraid your family's going to show up.
It could be. I don't know. They may have a side business. I don't know.
Everyone shows up. You go with some old truck.
You got 2 kids. They could each use $100. Tell them to deal with it. $100.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. There's other ways that this could happen faster.
You know what happened though? We were cleaning out like some old chemicals and stuff.
Sure, they like dump them everywhere.
What's that?
They'll dump them everywhere.
Yeah, no, there was like some old like motor oil, and there's these old guys that showed up like, oh, we'll take that.
Okay.
I mean, this is some old oil. I mean, it's old. You know, I might be like 30 years old. You know.
That's weird.
You know, and they're like, yeah, we'll take it.
Oh, no. Was it still in the can?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was buying the can.
Oh.
They're collectible.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And they're more collectible if they have oil in them.
Oh, son of a bitch. Man,
He just took you. You got taken.
Oh, my God. There goes my whole profit. My whole garage profit. Oh, my God.
If it's 30-year-old oil can, it's collectible.
Oh.
And it's even more collectible if it's full.
Oh, this is...
So you got taken for that one. That's for certain.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, now I'm going to have these fools come over and clean up my garage for $100. No.
Yes, they will, but I'm just saying, if that's the goal... Who cares?
Yeah.
If you want the garage empty, and you pay them $100, and they make $1,000, then it's all worth it. Because you have an empty garage and it only cost you $100.
Alright, well, I'll see. Maybe you can front me $100.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you can't even pay the $100.
And you can find the people too, how's that?
Yeah, I just told you, it's like 1-800-GET-JUNK. There's a nationwide thing for this.
I thought that was some kind of escort site.
No. I wonder why every time I kept calling it, a truck showed up and these guys were really mad.
What the hell?
You're like, where's the hookers? Man,
yeah.
I'm telling you, you do everything the hard way. I swear to God. You must have came out of your mom sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, or not quick enough, as the case may be. Yeah. For some reason, I think the umbilical is still dragging a little bit on that one.